Today's episode of Vital Voices is brought to you by Oak Tree Medical Center and King Group of Companies, including Cool Runnings Ice, Color Me Agency, and Retro Games 242.
Welcome to Vital Voices, the podcast where we amplify the stories, insights, and expertise of the people shaping the future of our communities, our conversations, and our country. I'm your host, Alexis Burrows. Thank you for joining us each week for the nation's most vital conversations, where insight meets impact. Today's episode is another special one. I'm once again joined by my wife and co-host, Dr. Paige Burrows, as we take a look back at the powerful lessons, themes, and truths shared during our first segment of our Couples and Purpose mini-series. From faith-filled risk to legacy-driven leadership, these stories weren't just inspiring, they were transformational. So whether you're single, dating, or doing life and purpose with your partner, we invite you to lean in as we reflect on what it means to build together, lead with intention, and leave a lasting impact on each other and the world around us. So let's dive in. So it's been a very interesting 3 or 4 weeks here.
It sure has. It really has.
You know, I like to do a little insider baseball, so to speak. You know, we launched Vital Voices back in November of 2024. So we're about a little over 6 months in now, I think 7 months, just thereabouts from when we first started. And when we started, when I left my former employer, you know, we were having breakfast one morning at Acropolis, me, you, and the kids. And we had a conversation with Athena, who was one of the owners of Acropolis. And, you know, we got this idea about, you know, telling their story in particular.
Right.
And we kind of sat on it. We didn't push it right away. And then over time, it kind of, you know, it went into dormancy for a little bit, so to speak. And then we turned around a few weeks ago, and it kind of reignited, rekindled. And I was like, why don't we just do a full series on couples and purpose?
Right.
Because obviously, you know, we've been doing work for Oak Tree. So we've, you know, built relationship with Don and Christy. Obviously, we had more conversations with George and Athena. And then some people will call it serendipity, it's probably just divine intervention. We ended up talking with Dr. Tira Davis Henderson and her husband Kenston. They were coming into town for ministry training conference at our church. And it was like, well, we have our first three, maybe we should just let's dive in and let's do it. And so for our listeners, you know, this is very much something that was equally a thought and an idea and a plan, but then also just kind of like divine timing of when it happened, you know. And we've seen the commentary, I've gotten people sharing messages, you know, from having listened to the episodes, watched the episodes, and it's been a lot of positive reactions. I think it's opened a lot of people's eyes to what, not just, because obviously a lot of it has been about marriage and partnership in terms of working together, but even just in more generally speaking, just the idea of how do you build a marriage that thrives and succeeds in the midst of what we know is a very crazy world that we live right in nowadays? You know, we're talking about Dawn and Christy with 4 kids. We're talking about, you know, George and Athena saying they have 48 kids, essentially. you know, Tira and her husband who have, they have their 1 kid, but they have a business that has them all over the globe. And so there's all of these different things that kind of come into play in managing that. And so it's been, I don't know about you, but it's been a very fun few weeks of having these conversations. I think it's been enlightening for us as much as it's been for our listeners.
Right. I think what has resonated with me has been the similarities. Mm-hmm. Like the individuals, you know, they're not intimately connected to one another, right?
No.
I mean, but being couples that are rooted in faith, mm-hmm. That share connections in business, that are purpose driven, there were some serious similarities,
yeah,
between the way that they chose to do things, and the outcomes have been good. They've not been easy.
No.
They've not been a walk in the park.
No.
but their outcomes are purpose. They're leaving legacies behind,
yeah,
for their children and for the persons that they encounter. And so,
and that they invest in.
And that they invest in, mm-hmm. right?
Because that's another similarity. Each couple are investing in different ways, whether it's in their family, whether it's in their business, the people that they get in contact with, or even just their staff members. Like each group, each couple are intimately investing into the people that they come into contact with.
Yeah. Yeah. And they feel it.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, one of the things that I think I took away from the conversations is the navigation of tough decisions, right? In a way where even as you listen to each couple kind of talk about it, none of them really, not on the surface, it would sound like a tough decision. But as you hear them talk about it and discuss going through it, none of them came across as like, oh my God, this is like such a difficult decision to make. It's almost like these really difficult decisions became easy just because of the nature of how they work together and I guess how they communicate and how they go about decision-making, the decision-making process. So that was one of the things that stuck out to me because, you know, we hear, unfortunately, so many marriages that are ending that have gone through and you sit sometimes on the outside, you're looking in and you're like, but isn't that something that you could have overcome?
Yeah. Like why did this end it?
Right.
Like, couldn't you have talked about it?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you guys have been a little more patient with each other or maybe the other side? Like, why were they so stubborn?
Right.
You know what I mean? How come they couldn't see it your way?
Mm-hmm.
And with these couples, alignment seemed to be, mm-hmm. you know, purpose was a theme.
Yes.
And as we go over the different themes, you know, we're gonna draw out during this episode some of the themes
mm-hmm.
that we found that were common between them that helped them overcome,
yeah.
that helped them navigate the challenges of life that we all face. Right? They didn't face things that were super unique.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These are the types of challenges that we all face as married couples and persons really doing life together and trying to make sense of it all.
Yeah.
You know, I loved Tira and Kenston.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quote I like when she said, "I can no longer settle for safe when I knew God was calling me to serve on a deeper level,
mm-hmm.
you know, letting go of what's comfortable, you know, mm-hmm. was a theme that mm-hmm. seemed to permeate
across the board.
Right.
Right. So for Tira, it was, you know, leaving that traditional space of higher education. You know, like obviously she's a doctor, I think of education, or in the education realm. She's not a clinical doctor, so to speak, but she was working in a university. She had, you know, what in her mind was everything that God had set out for her. And then it was like, no, now it's time for you to take a step back from that and join your husband in the work that I've called him to do and called y'all to do together.
And it's like,
And then similarly, when we talked with Athena was like, you know, when she first joined up, when they got married and she joined up with the business, she was like, I thought we were going to be rolling in money. And then I think George had this statement of, you know, what if it's not for us? What if it's just for us to sow and invest in the people around us and to just kind of give?
What if it's not about money?
Right. What if it's not about mm-hmm. money at all? And you see that in hearing them kind of talk through that sort of space. I think that's the one thing, you know, each of the couples are successful in their own right. But I think a consistent theme has been financial gain and money has never really been the focus.
Purpose.
Right? It's still purpose first. And I think that's even why when we thought of the theme, it was like couples and purpose, because yes, you can chase financial success, you can chase notoriety, you can chase all of these different things, and all of these couples have it in different ways, right? Like known, you have newspaper articles and your social media is blowing up. Or, you know, you're being awarded for different things and they're experiencing this. You're known in the community, but it's like, yeah, we're not chasing all of that. What we're chasing is the purpose that God has laid out for us. I think one of the interesting things for me going through the conversations was how many similarities we had to the couples in different ways
right.
across the scope, right? Because like Tira had said, like in her mind, climbing that corporate ladder was the thing. And so for me, like I said in the episode, even from my perspective, I didn't even think about that when I was like, that was not my mindset necessarily when I came out of school and went into the workplace. But as I got into that corporate climb, it really did become a, it became this focal point for me. Like I went from manager to director in the short time and all of these things, and it was like, oh, you know, like I'm gonna be in the C-suite soon, or it's things like that. And it's kind of like you become so intertwined with this idea of this is the way, and then God is like, but I'm calling you to something different,
right?
You know. And so when Tira said that, I was just like, why did we have kind of a very mirrored experience in that, you know? And then similarly, it's like, you know, for you, you know, you kind of joined me in building all of this out. Like, people don't necessarily see it, but Vital Voices doesn't exist without your input. It doesn't exist without your essence, because from logo development from the very beginning, you know, choosing the name, going through all of those iterations, like, all of this, I remember we were on vacation in Orlando right before the show launched, and we were going through, and I think we had already had a logo, and you were like, it just don't feel right. Ah. And then you know me, I'm very stubborn. Like, when I feel something is done, it's done.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm there like, oh my God, what are you talking about? Can we just put it out?
Like, no.
But, you know, ultimately, kind of coming out on the other side of it, you know, it's turned into this very interesting thing where, you know, we go over questions together, and we go over guest ideas and topic ideas. You know, we go over, like, what is the future of the show? All of these things we kind of go through together. And so for you, it's like, yes, you have a number of things that you are pursuing, you know, as a lifestyle educator, as a health and wellness coach, all of these things that you're building out that people may not be aware of in the background as it stands. But at the same time, it's like you're working on that while also partnering with me to say, hey, I want to make sure this thing that we're doing that is ours is being done at the highest level possible. And so it's that same thing for you of managing, okay, I'm giving my essence here while also saying, well, you know, there's also stuff that I want and I'm purposed to do as well. And right. So what was that like for you kind of listening through, you know, I guess for Tira,
yeah,
and for Athena and for Christy, because it's very right. similar it, amongst there, the three of them.
There was some interesting things. So I'll say, as a wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just being like really transparent. Sometimes God, you have things, and you're like, I'm a ambitious person. Like
100%.
I set out my goals for my life at a very very young age. I remember deciding, you know, at 17 years old, like, okay, so yeah, actually before that, maybe 15, 16-ish.
Don't scare
like
people.
Like 15, I'm going to do medicine, right? I'm going to do medicine, and I want to meet my husband early. Like, I prayed that prayer. Like, I do not, Lord, just grant me this.
Don't have me out in the streets.
I want to meet my husband early, you know? Have these plans for my life, and I kind of want somebody to run through life with. Mm-hmm. And that was my prayer. God honored that. Mm-hmm. You know, we were friends. We dated for a really, really long time. a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
8 years.
But you know, like through this whole time, a lot of it was, you know, helping me get through.
Mm-hmm.
Like medical school mm-hmm. together was tough. Mm-hmm. So, like, looking at Dawn and Christy here on her side, I was like, oh, she's mm-hmm. on, like, Alexis. You know what I mean?
When she said, right. sitting in the car waiting to drop off food, I was like, I know that life.
And when I heard Tira saying, like, you want me to leave? Like, I have it all where I am. Like,
you know.
Leave now? Right. And then me thinking, like, okay, if I'm helping my husband and God is calling me to assist him and lend my gifts and talents here, and turn away from, you know, where I was and, like, building my career. That's what I was doing for mm-hmm. so many years, mm-hmm. just building me personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, in the hospital, residency. And then God said, you know what? You're going to turn to your family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of this happened in the face of, you know, much adversity for myself
mm-hmm.
and Alexis, but you know, he's like, you know, you're going to turn to your family. So I'm like, but God, I'm feeling good now. I got to get my life back. I got to do my thing. I got to get back to me.
I'm figuring it out.
I got to get back to me. I got to get back to my life. And Lord is like, put your eyes on your family.
Yeah.
First. And I was like, you know, initially. And so what I noticed was, you know, a lot of the wives, like Tira, she, you know, she's a PhD. She's, you know, chief, mm-hmm. reached the top of her game. You know what I mean? Christy, accomplished female as well. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Athena, accomplished female, mm-hmm. well-educated,
high position.
You know what I mean?
And these CPA, things,
right? And like the Lord is just like, hey, go and support your spouse first. And I said, you know what? I don't do like, Alexa's a techie, okay? I am like a Flintstone. Like, you know what I'm like, I cannot help him with this stuff.
But you know what's funny? So this is what's funny, and it actually leads into our second point, which is this concept of co-leading, right? Mm-hmm. What you saw with each couple is both sides of the coin have their strengths, mm-hmm. and they lean into their strengths. And that is a part of their success. So Dawn isn't trying to do what Christy can do better. Christy isn't trying to do what Dawn can do better. Same thing. George isn't trying to do what Athena has a better handle on, and she's not. Kenson and Tira, same thing. So I think there's a couple of things to unpack there. I think the first thing, though, is just to take a step back to what you were talking about just now. I think what's important, and I think the most important correlation between the four stories, so our three sets of couples and us, is that in each instance, it was God-led, right?
Right.
It wasn't the husband saying, I need you to come behind me in this business. It wasn't that, right? It mm-hmm. was God leading you and each of those women in their own way to say, hey, this moment in time, this next segment of your life is going to be you partnering with your husband in this way. And I think that is a critical component, because if it's just some, and I'm going to walk very lightly with what I say, if it's just some old school misogynistic idea of, hey, the wife should just be in submission to me and what I say, that's problematic. But if it's God breathed and, hey, this is the purpose and the direction that I have you in, to be a support, to be a helpmeet, to be that in this way, in business, in partnership,
in a formal capacity,
right. You know, then that's very different. But I will say, like I said, I think that the concept of co-leading is we lean on our strengths. And so it's weird for me. I operate in a very creative space. A lot of what my work has been and continues to be is very much in a creative space.
Right.
And I have a creative brain, but at the same time, I'm not necessarily like the best at starting from scratch with an idea, right? So it's like, I'm good at, you come to me with like a half-baked idea and I can help take you over the finish line. Or you come to me with something that's like, I have the idea, but I don't know how to execute it, right? I'm good at taking that sort of situation and moving it forward. But in this space where a lot of times I lean on you is in the ideation space. It's in that initial thought process space, because you are so good at literally thinking up something out of nothing.
From scratchness.
Like literally from scratch. And so it's funny, and I don't feel a way saying it, because it's our truth, right? And similarly, like I'm not gonna step on your toes by saying it. You're not necessarily a technical person, right? So when you're talking about launching your thing, and it's like, oh, I want to launch this thing, or I want to do this thing, or I want to do like social media and da 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 da, all those different things, or even like, okay, so I'm thinking I might want to start up my own podcast or a sub-series on Vital Voices that's just mine. It's like, okay, so you're not going to technically sit down and figure out, how do I plug this thing into the computer?
No.
How do I make sure my levels are right? That's not going to be you.
And so, I'm never going to try.
And so we lean on each other in our strengths. And so this concept of co-leading, and I think one of the funniest comments throughout the whole series was when I think George said, you know, Athena's going to take care of the payroll. She's going to take care of the scheduling. She's going to take care of all that stuff. And I'll just fix what's broken. So if there's a water pump that needs to be changed, I'll go and fix it. If there's a roof tile that needs to be replaced, I'll go and do it. if there's a piece of the wall that's broken out, and that's, so they lean on where their strengths are, you know. And I think that's a core thing when you talk about working together in business, in partnership, in purpose in that way. You have to be able to set egos aside and not feel like, especially when you've worked in, so we've both worked independently in our own spaces.
Yeah.
You as a physician stomping around the hospital, you know, making your decisions, writing up your charts, writing up your notes, writing up your prescriptions, you know, doing follow-ups with your patients, seeing them in the clinic, the whole nine. You was that, right? And I was in my space setting out marketing campaigns, you know, shooting commercials and writing out campaign schedules and leading a team and all of these things. And so we were very much working as two independent souls in the corporate space. But then for this season, and what feels like for the foreseeable future of our lives, it's like, no, I want you guys to build together. And yeah. So I have to, and I know for me, it's been difficult at times because when you work in a creative space, you want to feel like, but I should have like ideation from scratch, like as a thing that I do, because it feels like it don't make sense. But then at the same time, it's like, well, no, you're not working by yourself. You're working in partnership with someone who has that like to a T. Lean on her in that way. And then what you will build together, because it's yours that you're building together as a couple, becomes exponentially more than it would have been if it was just you. Or even if you were trying to pull somebody else into the ideation. Because it's like, why do you need that when you have that in your own four walls that you live in?
Right. It's like what we always say is the season in our life. We say we have to use what we...
Use what we got.
We use what we have. Like this is the season.
It's what you have.
Season. We have like, this is our rule. And so we're like, if you and I have it, you know, the Lord is showing us that we need to pull it through together. We need to figure it out together. And so, you know, we've been, you know, it's giving MacGyver, you know, right now. Definitely. In life, but it's been beautiful. There was something, it wasn't on the show. But mm-hmm. It was beautiful to hear Athena. She said, you know, George is the smartest man
she knows
that I have ever known. Mm-hmm. And they emphasize, you know, in the show that he has, he's self-taught English, mm-hmm. Wanted to be a doctor. And I know he had the smarts. He has the smarts for it. For sure.
Listen.
For sure.
We have two small...
100%.
We have two small children, and English is their first language, and learning English is still difficult.
It's still
so
rough.
I just want you to
self-taught
understand...
Self-taught English.
I need our audience to understand that self-teaching yourself English when you come from an entirely different land is actually incredible when you think about it.
Yes, yes. And it's one of those things where, you know, when she says that about him... And he says, you know, I could, like she took it to the next level, mm-hmm. you know, like I was doing this thing. My hands was literally mm-hmm. in everything. Yep. I was exhausted. I was here late into the night, so many nights. And then I got a wife, mm-hmm. you know, and then I didn't just only get a wife, which is amazing in itself, even if you have two separate things going on.
Right.
But I got like a partner in business and a partner in life, mm-hmm. and it made life so much better. And they had expansion mm-hmm. after expansion mm-hmm. after expansion. And I could say, you know, I always tell Alexis that he's teaching me, you know, now how to work smart. You know, like I always tell him he's brilliant. Literally probably the fastest learner I know, especially as it pertains to things that are technical. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could know how to do so many different things, but also like one of the most efficient persons that I've ever met. Like, I don't know. You ever see somebody who can like take something that would have taken you 2 weeks and then in one day they say, that's it. You know, is this what you were stressing about? And you know, it's one of those things where, if it is that we lean on each other's strengths in marriage, we are able to create things that are much greater than the sum of our parts. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've learned practically, literally living it. Mm-hmm. And also in seeing that other couples are also living it and doing it and getting it done, obviously with God's help.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Elevate your event with King Group of Companies, your go-to for seamless innovation in rentals, entertainment, and digital solutions across the Bahamas. Stay frosty with Cool Runnings Ice, available at Solomon's Food Stores, Island Connect Studio, or delivered straight to your doorstep. Transform your space with Color Me Agency, stunning balloon garlands, luxe backdrops, red carpet moments, marquee light-ups, and more. Bring the fun with Retro Games 242, classic arcade games, board games, and vintage favorites for every occasion. Upgrade your bar and restaurant with our NFC digital menus, seamless ordering at your fingertips. Capture every memory with our photo booth rentals, aerial 360, magazine booth, and floor 360 experiences that make every celebration unforgettable. King Group of Companies, where creativity meets innovation. Follow us on social media or contact us at 804-5262 today to bring your vision to life.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI at Top of the Hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram movement continues. Call us today at 242-321-145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, complete.
Discover the ultimate in personalized health care with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 242-8164-OPP, 4667, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus, where your health comes first.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things for me is just seeing how other couples in similar circumstances are working these things out, right? We have, obviously, like George and Athena are an older couple. Obviously, they got married relatively recently in the grand scheme of life, but they also experienced a lot in life, right? And then you have Don and Christy who've been married for a little bit. They have four kids. They have all of these things that they're trying to figure out how to manage. And then, like I said, Kenston and Tira, they have a business that takes them all over the world. They'll be speaking, you know, halfway across the world tomorrow and then back in the US, you know, today and then back in the Bahamas next week. And so there's all of these things that you kind of have to figure out, you know, how you work that together and how, you know, you make it all make sense, because that's a lot of life, you know. Mm-hmm. And so hearing them each kind of talk about how they essentially make room for the other person's giftings and their talents and their strong suits to come out, it's a beautiful thing to hear. And I think it's been encouraging for us, but then also I imagine, like I said, for our audience, kind of seeing some of the commentary that we've gotten over these episodes. You know, as we move along, I think one of the other interesting things for me, going back to the first part in the series with Tira and Kenston, you know, they talked about this, how spiritual warfare for them showed up as like confusion or conflict right before a breakthrough, or right before, you know, God was about to do something interesting, or they were about to go out and do a conference or whatever it was. And I remember in that conversation, we've experienced the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like even the day of that recording, like we had gone through so much work to try and like coordinate this.
Organize everything.
Like, Scarlett was out of school. Like I said, we have two young kids. So we have two babies and we have to figure out somebody has to be able to watch them because we're doing the show together. Like, and so all of these things that we kind of had to work through. And then you just have this one sneaky thing that gets in. And you know, for me, it was, I said something in the lead up to it to a third party that, you know, came across as very rude. And we had to kind of work through that because it's like, this is the only way we can make this thing work. So you have to be mindful of how you interact with people. And so even in that, we could see in the moment, yeah, we've seen that. We've experienced it. That wasn't the first time. But, you know, I think that's an interesting thing to kind of point out for people as well. You know, if you find that pattern, because it can really become a pattern, and you see that it usually happens right before either you're getting ready to do something or there's an opportunity that you're kind of discussing or working through as a couple or something along those lines.
Right, and then before that breakthrough.
Right before that breakthrough on the other side, there's this stirring up. And I think Tira said it herself, a lot of times it's small, silly things. It's not even necessarily like a knockdown, drag out. We have like a world ending conversation. Right. It's not like that. It's sometimes really simple things that the enemy just kind of sneaks in there as an opportunity to kind of create dissension or create distraction away from what God might have purposed in that moment. And so I think for us, we had already started to recognize the pattern even before we had that conversation. But it was interesting to hear another couple say, hey, like we've walked that. Every time you've gone somewhere to speak or whatever, there's always been something right before.
Yeah, something peeving the situation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's 12 years of marriage is what we have as a long
time. That's sick. We've been together 20 years.
But we've been like a couple for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. 2005.
And so we know each other pretty well. Mm-hmm. The terrible parts and great parts.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've learned in having to do life with...
You learn a lot about a person in 20 years.
You learn a lot. and, you know, it's one of those things. I guess we've been together longer. Oh, wow. Longer than we've been apart.
Yes.
you know, so...
For sure.
It's kind of difficult picturing your, you know, adult life without navigating, for me, without navigating like issues that come up.
I'm not that much older. It's the same for me.
I don't know from your generation. Just kidding.
We are literally 2.5 years apart. Stop it.
But you know, I've learned that spiritual discipline is how you get through spiritual warfare. You got to know. Yeah. You got to know what.
But and it's being able to recognize that it is spiritual warfare.
Yeah,
I think sometimes we, as people, humans, people with fragile sometimes egos and emotions, we can get really hyped up on the emotion and be like, "No, but I feel right." But then when we step back, and we've had this happen, where in a moment, in the heat of a discussion, in the heat of, you know, meaningful or impactful or important conversation, you feel something so strongly. And then when you revisit the conversation a day or two later and you realize, yes, there was that feeling in the moment, but how much of that was really like real? And how much of it was, okay, I got caught up in the emotions of how I felt in that moment, but in all honesty, you know, there was just this is the actual thing that I was concerned about. This is the actual problem.
Right.
That's, and then my feelings kind of went running a little too far with it.
Right. We try to find what is the real issue.
Yes.
So that's kind of like, you know, our thing now. And then what is the purpose greater than us?
Mm-hmm.
Because like, what is the purpose that's greater than my feelings in this second?
Right.
And that kind of brings us, you know, around to remaining in purpose. Mm-hmm. It brings us back to the point. And I noticed Tira and Kenson, they were like saying, you know, what they called it, intense fellowship. That was hilarious. You know, but in all honesty, it's one of those things where you have to realize that in marriage, you're going to have that. You're going to have moments of intense fellowship. The persons who are doing things that are purposeful all day, that have successful businesses, successful marriages, who are successful and walking in the faith, they're experiencing the same little annoying things that you are, that I am, you know what I mean? But what they're doing is they're staying focused.
Yeah.
They're staying disciplined through it. You know, what did Don, he spoke in his, he said he had five
tenets.
Yes.
So I think it's faith, obedience, discipline, vision, and is it sacrifice? I think is the fifth one.
Right.
So he has the five tenets.
I think it's the five. Mm-hmm. Five tenets. And you know, that discipline and that sacrifice, it hits.
Mm-hmm.
It hits in marriage. So, you know, you obey the Lord, you stay focused on your
mission, vision, sacrifice, and discipline.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And you sacrifice, and sometimes you literally are sacrificing your right to act on those feelings. You feel them.
Mm-hmm.
You accept them.
And you push on anyway.
Like, you push on anyway because you have a purpose together, and you understand that you're not fighting against flesh and blood necessarily.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're fighting against this person's upbringing, nature, their, you know, spiritual forces that are pulling them.
Right.
And you end up with empathy, you know, for your partner.
Mm-hmm.
You end up with focus, and you don't have to ignore what you're feeling. You don't have to ignore your position or point of view.
Yeah.
But sometimes you willfully put it on the altar for the sake of purpose in that season, and ask God to help you navigate it as you continue to fulfill your role, which is your service to God. And I did notice that that was something that was common between the couples, regardless of who took on
which role
in conflict.
And I think, you know, there's two quotes I wanna plug here before we move on. And I think it was Tira that said it in the episode with them. She said, you know, when we realize it's a tactic and not a truth, we don't let it steal our peace.
Very important.
And I think that's an important reminder. So when you recognize in the moment that something is a tactic of the enemy and it's not a truth, and I think that's a good thing, you have to filter these things. Is this something that's true? Or is this something that is just a tactic being used as a way to drive us off course or distract us just a little bit so we just slightly out of timing? And then the other one was a comment that Don made. You know, he kind of paraphrased the scripture. What is a profit of man to gain the world and lose his family? You know, I think that's another thing, because as, you know, to varying degrees of notoriety, each of the couples kind of exist in that space. You know, you have to recognize what's important. And I think in each instance, all of the couples kind of, you know, they came back around and they kept referencing, you know, what we are as a couple, what we are as a family, what we are to, you know, for George and Athena, the 38 families and now the 48 families that, you know, they are supporting through their business. That becomes very critical because you are sowing into these people's lives, right? And so, you know, it brings us into that conversation about legacy, which is also a common theme across the three conversations, you know. Like I said, I think one of the coolest things, and I think we mentioned it earlier on in the episode, you know, when Athena was talking about the first few months after being in the business and looking at the financials, and, you know, George saying, maybe God has us here for these 38 families. It's not for us to build up some mansion in the hill or, you know, to have a second home and a family. Like, maybe it's not that, but it's to help. Because when you, I think the numbers, I think they said 86% of their staff are 25 or younger, if I recall. Yeah. They have, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, they have a bunch of babies.
They
literally have a bunch of young people that are working in their business. And, you know, you hear them talk about it. These are, you know, they're sowing into their lives. Like for George and Athena, actually, this is funny, because them and Dawn and Chrissy with Oak Tree, they both have subscriptions to Right Now Media that their staff members have an opportunity to engage in. And they get to learn whether that's skills for business, skills for life, skills for their faith, all of those things are kind of built into that space. And so you're sowing seeds in this way where it's like, yeah, this isn't just about us. We're investing something because the staff don't have to pay for it. The business or the couple pays for it. And they have this opportunity. So for like George and Athena, their people, you know, have this ability to learn and grow spiritually, practically, and have an opportunity to kind of create better for themselves. You know, they talk about in as thin a margin business that the restaurant business is, they always have room and they always make room to be able to give their staff raises because they also have their own families that they're supporting and they're helping to take care of in one way or another. And so it's that sort of investment. We know people who have worked in Oak Tree who were, you know, working but also being supported in pursuing further education in order to enhance their skills to be able to offer more and to be able to not just be, you know, frontline or that type, like I can get a skill and I can become something more. And so it's kind of that same idea of this is not just about us. This is about how we can help the people that we are intimately connected with. And then obviously for Dawn and Christy, it goes into the community space as well. You know, $300,000 to Carifta and $300,000 to another program and $50,000 to this youth program and this sports program and all of these things, you know. And George and Athena, they don't talk about it so much, but they also give back to the communities in different ways,
right?
You know, to some of the children's homes, things like that. And so you see with all of these couples, you know, for Kenston and Tira, Tira doesn't forget about home. She's a born and bred Bahamian, grew up, went to SAC, graduated, went off to school, did her thing.
Yeah,
but she's not forgotten her home country or home church. So this is now the second year that they have come back as a couple to sow into people who are leading and in ministry in our church, which is a beautiful thing. So in all these different ways, they are trying to build out a legacy that outlives them, right?
Right.
That it's not just about what I can build up for myself. I think one of the coolest things Dawn said was like, you know, at the end of the day, I want my legacy to be for our kids, you know, that they know Jesus.
Yeah.
That they recognize him as their Lord and personal Savior, as, you know, their everything. And therefore, that is the most important legacy that they can leave. Not, oh, someone's going to take, one of the four kids is going to take over Oak Tree one day, or they're going to expand it into something more, or they're going to take it into the islands. But it's like, no, at the core, and you see the proof is in the pudding. And so that's a really cool thing. You think about, because people talk about legacy so much, this concept of legacy, right? And I think it's become such a worldly concept. Like, how much properties can I leave? How much money can I leave? Like, granted, I'm not taking away. Scripture says, you know, a righteous man, you know, leaves an inheritance for up to what, the second, third, fourth generation, something along those lines. And so the idea is, yes, that is very much a biblical concept. But at the same time, if you leave them all of that, but you don't leave them with an understanding of why it's important to follow Jesus, or an understanding of why it's important to, you know, even just in practical things, understand how to manage conflict, understand how to manage relationships, understand how to manage finances and all that. Because you could leave them
all of this is
a part of legacy.
Is legacy, right? You know, it's one of those things where it was watching the way that, because at least, you know, with our Acropolis time, you know, we were able, and we are able, to watch the staff interact with them. And it's weird when you can already see a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You can already see the honor and the respect and the value that is mutual between the persons that they work with that are their family. They say, this is my family.
Yeah, because they got George a Father's Day card.
Yes,
and they wrote in it as though he's their actual father. Like, that is the level of relationship.
Like, it's like a family. And persons who are like, listen, I left, but can I get back in?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things where you could start to see legacy unfold even while they're still here.
Yeah.
And but the mission really is just to do right by people,
mm-hmm.
to have excellence.
Mm-hmm.
and to live in a way that's purpose, that's honorable, and you see the fruit, and mm-hmm. and that's kind of like a bit of the beauty mm-hmm. that we've seen reflected in these couples.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. I think Athena had said, you know, it's not just about you, it's about who you're impacting. Are you bringing encouragement? Are you bringing light? You know, and then also that, you know, they've experienced the love and grace of God. And so they want that to spill over into everything that they do. And that, again, is a kind of a recurring theme across all of the episodes.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, a big takeaway overall is that, you know, one of the key foundations to a marriage that lasts, a marriage in purpose when you're working together in business and in mission, is that you have to have God at the center of it all. I think the most important key thing that correlates these three episodes and these three couples is that God is at the center of it all for all three couples.
Yeah.
And so when you have that, you know, it's the concept of the threefold cord. You can't leave this conversation without taking that part, because you can do all of these other things. You can attempt to do all of these other things. And there are biblical principles that if you follow, whether you save, unsave,
some degree of success,
right.
For
but,
sure.
But this idea of building something that lasts and that resonates and that leaves ripples in time, so to speak, positive ripples in time, is enhanced and in some instances only possible through that threefold cord.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Elevate your event with King Group of Companies, your go-to for seamless innovation in rentals, entertainment, and digital solutions across the Bahamas. Stay frosty with Cool Runnings Ice, available at Solomon's Food Stores, Island Connect Studio, or delivered straight to your doorstep. Transform your space with Color Me Agency, stunning balloon garlands, luxe backdrops, red carpet moments, marquee light-ups, and more. Bring the fun with Retro Games 242, classic arcade games, board games, and vintage favorites for every occasion. Upgrade your bar and restaurant with our NFC digital menus, seamless ordering at your fingertips. Capture every memory with our photo booth rentals, aerial 360, magazine booth, and floor 360 experiences that make every celebration unforgettable. King Group of Companies, where creativity meets innovation. Follow us on social media or contact us at 804-5262 today to bring your vision to life.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI at Top of the Hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram Movement continues. Call us today at 242-321-145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, complete.
Discover the ultimate in personalized health care with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 242-8164-OPP, 4667, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus, where your health comes first.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
So, you know, as we wrap up, I guess, kind of just looking at our own personal takeaways and reflections, is there any quote or any moment in particular across the three episodes that hit you the hardest and why?
That's kind of...
They were all so good.
That's tough. But I would have to say what really touched me, was when, you know, Tira discussed her journey, and maybe because it resonates with me a little bit, being willing to leave behind what's familiar, being able to, you know, in certain instances, divorce your identity to create a new one in an unknown space, in an unknown land, where you have to stretch yourself. Okay. It resonated with me when she was so, not necessarily a quote, but when she was so transparent about the difficulties when it comes to divorcing a previously strong held identity. And for some that might be even going to commit, like everyone who's listening may not be married.
Right.
But even in going to commit to being married, it's like you divorcing your old self. You listen to all these things, you're like, well, gee, you know, could God possibly call me to leave what I would never leave what I, you know what I mean? What I'm doing and drop everything and join, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Jonathan, I don't know. There may be a Jonathan. But but oh, really to join, to join him in his walk. But, you know, watching her journey and leaving everything that was familiar, but then also still settling into being completely herself. Completely herself.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, is a testament of how it really works to follow God into the unknown.
Yeah.
Marriage is an unknown. Business is the unknown.
Family is
family,
unknown.
Having the kids, that changes and shakes it up. That's the unknown. It's difficult. It feels really hard. It feels really scary. You feel like you're going through a death.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you do it though, she's glowing now. Like she's walking in purpose. She was glowing before, but she is walking in purpose in a whole different way. And whereas both of them were shining before, they are beaming. They are glowing now. And it's an amazing thing. So, you know, their story kind of showed me something that, you know, that I'm not alone in walking something that is unfamiliar, while also leaning deeper and deeper into who you really are.
I think, you know, just to piggyback on that a little bit, I think what was most telling about that for her was, you know, the vision that she had was one that it was fully hers, but it was also something that was instilled by her dad. And so that was a big part of, I think, you know, you kind of listen to her talk about it, that was a big thing, because you're holding on to this thing that you grew up with from a child that is like near and dear to you. And it's like, you know, my dad and I sat down and we talked about this and we planned it out and we said this is how it would look and this is where he would want me to get to the highest. And so that is a lot to take a step back from, you know, and then especially like her dad passed recently. And so you look at all of those things and it's just like, that's a lot to take a step back from and say, I'm doing this, because it feels so different from what you had envisioned. Probably same way as you, from 13, 14, 15 years old.
Yeah, I had this all mapped out.
Right, you had this whole plan, you know, and now here you are and God is leading you into a different direction, which goes back to my point from earlier. If it has to be that God is leading. It has to be that this is purpose-driven beyond just you and your random machinations in the middle of the night, right?
Right.
Or the pushing of someone else. It has to be that this is God leading you to it. I think for me, the conversations around legacy resonated with me the most. You know, Tia and Kenston said, you know, this isn't just about us. It's about building something that outlives us. You know, for Dawn and Christy, they talked about, you know, when you look back, we want our children to be able to say that mom and dad served God first and everything else came after. And then you look at, you know, George and Athena, again, that idea of it's not just about you, it's about who you're impacting. Are you going to bring encouragement and light? And so I think for me, you know, it caused me and it's causing me to sit back and say, you know, how much of what I'm doing, how I'm approaching life, how I'm approaching my family, our work, how much of that is too now focused, right? Like we have to sort out the finances at the end of the month, or we have to do this, or we want to plan for this, and and how much is it? And I think that's why this series has been so important for me, because you see the impact that conversations like these can have on people. People who are single, people who are newly married, people who are getting married very soon. Somebody said, you know, they started listening to it by themselves and they was like, no. And they grabbed their boyfriend to come and listen to it with them because they were like, no, this is too important.
I think this us.
We need to listen to this together. And I think for me, even little things like that is the ability to have stories of people who have God at the center of their relationship, God at the center of their business, who are working together and building something that outlasts them, whether it's predominantly in their business, whether it's in their families, or whether it's in the larger in the context of the larger world. I think that for me is like, take a step back and move out of the space of sometimes being so, what do I just need to do in this moment to get to the next day? And more so like, no, what are we doing and how is that impacting everyone around us? And how do we leave something behind that does outlive us, that does impact the future generations, where our kids can come back and say, you know, if nothing else, what I know about mom and dad is that they served God first. And that was the most important thing, and everything else kind of came after that. How have these conversations stretched your definition of purpose or partnership? Or is this kind of just in line with what you thought already?
I think it was pretty much in line with what I thought already. And it's mainly because prior to this, we had committed to the journey.
Right.
You know, we committed to the journey of marriage 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now we committed on a different journey.
Yep.
That we would support each other. Not just life, but also in business.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been an interesting thing, you know, watching other couples do it. It's been encouraging. It's been inspiring.
Yeah.
And it shows me that it is an honor. Everyone's not going to be called to do it this way.
No.
Sometimes you supporting from that because you're not really that
from
much
distance.
Of a distance, right?
No.
Like you guys, you live together.
Professionally from a distance.
Professionally from a distance.
Right.
And that counts very much. And in the future, we're going to have couples, you know, I pray that we get to do another mini series with couples that
there are plans.
Are slightly different, right,
mm-hmm.
than the previous couples, because there are other ways to do it.
Yes.
There are other ways to do it and remain entirely supportive, remain
mm-hmm.
entirely, you're entirely spirit-led. And but this way is an interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way that we're doing it in this particular season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's doable.
Yeah.
It's doable.
I think for me, if there's one word of encouragement that I would leave with our listeners, you know, if you're a couple and you feel stuck, you know that there's more, but you're fearing the cost. So whether you're looking at getting married, whether you're already married and you're considering going into business together, you know, the one thing I would say is start in prayer, you know, individually and as a couple. Start in prayer. Go to your father first, your spiritual father, the one in heaven. Sorry, I gotta be clear because it's so much. Yes, but go to the one who created you, and ask him, and if that means taking time to fast, set aside that time, pray, and get the direction. Because I think one of the most critical things is it has to start there. Your relationship has to be intertwined with God. It has to be God at the center of it all. And if you're not doing that, if you're not getting the answers there first, you know, then you might have some challenges. Secondly, I would say, you know, seek out wise counsel. You know, find an older couple, find, you know, whether it's your pastor and his wife, you know, an older couple in the church, someone who, whether it could be your parents, it could be your partner's parents. You know, selfishly, I would say listen to these episodes.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a lot to be gained.
It serves as a form of counsel.
Right. Yeah. You know, there's a lot to be gained from that as well. But I would say definitely, you know, seek wisdom. There's a verse in the Bible that says wisdom comes from an abundance of counsel.
Yes.
So,
you're talking.
I think it's Proverbs.
Right.
I might be bastardizing it a little bit. But the idea is, you know, you get wisdom from seeking out the counsel of many who are also wise. Right. People who have lived the journey or people who are able to speak from a place of understanding. And I think that is one of the most critical things. Pray individually, together as a couple, you know, and then seek wise counsel from people who are able to speak from a place of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Right. And also, you know, accountability, you know,
yes.
The Lord himself blesses us with wisdom when we pray for it. We do learn from one another's experiences. We have to have the faith that God can take us through. And then, you know, we have to have those individuals in our lives that help us press forward with what it is that we say we're going to do.
Yes.
you know.
And actually, you know, do it.
And actually carry it through.
Yeah, that's a big one.
But it's a big one. These couples are not super special. They're regular people, just like me and you.
We're just ordinary people.
You understand, you know, John Legend vibes. But they're ordinary people at mm-hmm. the end of the day, which means that we can push through this marriage thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can push through
this business thing.
Submitting to one another. Mm-hmm. You know, we can push through doing it the way that God asked us to do it. You know, we don't have to dabble into the way the world is doing it in order to succeed. And that's what I've learned.
Yeah.
That's what I've learned here. Keep on pushing. You're going to make mistakes. These couples did not do it perfectly.
No,
we don't do it perfectly.
We've definitely made our share of mistakes.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, when you are putting God first,
mm-hmm.
when you're putting God first, the rest, seek ye first,
mm-hmm.
the kingdom of God.
That is the first scripture on our board.
That is our scripture.
That is
you
one
know,
of
and
our
the
guiding
rest of
principles.
Those things. So don't worry too much about, you know, obsessing about the outcomes, obsessing about the money,
mm-hmm.
Obsessing about what everything is going to look like, but just put him first, seek him first,
mm-hmm.
Have kingdom-minded purpose
yep.
in your relationship, in your individual lives and your aspirations, and the Lord will bless it regardless of how it looks today. And so I pray that this is the first of many
mm-hmm.
that we have. It's been fun. It was a, you know, an interesting little segue for us.
It definitely was. It definitely was. And I've enjoyed this quite thoroughly, you know. I've kind of dragged you into the front and center
yeah,
a little
weird,
bit.
Weird at first, yeah.
I've kind of dragged you into the front and center of the Vital Voices space. I wouldn't say kicking and screaming. I think you definitely came along willingly, but with some, you know, furrowed brows here and there. But it was a fun experience. I've enjoyed watching you kind of just, even in the three episodes that we did, kind of grow. And I'm like, oh, okay, miss, I could have my own show because I know how to manage conversation and and segue people from one thought to another. But this has definitely been very fun and it's been very rewarding. So, you know, for our listeners at home, we hope that you've enjoyed the conversations as much as we have. We definitely already have a couple of couples in mind to kind of circle back to the series with some different stories in the weeks and months to come. So definitely be on the lookout for Couples and Purpose Part 2 or Section 2, Series 2, Season 2. We'll figure out what to formally call it. But, you know, I hope that, you know, I hope that at the end of the day, these have been conversations that are impactful for our listeners and leaves them with things that they can take away and, you know, start to utilize and bring into their everyday lives. So thank you all our listeners for joining us each week on Vital Voices. Thank you to my wife for being my co-host for the past 4 weeks. And shameless plug alert, our guest for next week's episode of Vital Voices. So she's gonna take a slightly different role next week. But again, thank you for joining us each week on Vital Voices for the nation's most vital conversations, where insight meets impact. We hope that today's reflection stirred something meaningful in you and reminded you that purpose is always better when shared. If this series spoke to you, share it with someone who needs encouragement or direction in their own journey. And until next time, as always, stay informed, stay connected, stay well, and stay tuned for our next Vital Voice, Dr. Paige Burrows.
Did you miss a part of today's show? You can catch this episode and all Vital Voices episodes online at youtube.com/@VitalVoices242. See you next week as we sit down with another Vital Voice.
We'd like to thank today's sponsors, Oak Tree Medical Center and King Group of Companies, including Cool Runnings Ice, Color Me Agency, and Retro Games 242.